We do want to get to, though, our drive to the close guest. Delighted to have back with us Larry Pitkowski. He's managing partner and portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management. Larry, joining us from Millburn, New Jersey. How are you? The trade, less than 24 hours away from the Fed decision and an inflation print. I don't know. What's top of mind for you in terms of the investment environment, Larry?
Well, Carol, nice to be here. Tim, nice to be here. I'm sorry to disappoint you that what the Fed's going to do tomorrow is actually not top of mind. I think in whatever area you're investing in, if you want to try and generate outsized returns, you have to try and find things where you can have a non-consensus opinion about what's going to happen, whether it's a company, a sector, an industry, a commodity, or whatever. And then, of course, be right. And at Goodhaven, we don't think we can develop a non-consensus view about what the Fed is going to do tomorrow. So we're really just not focused on it. We'll just assume whatever the consensus is.
Things, Larry? Like, it's like, I can't do anything about it. The Fed's going to do what the Fed's going to do, right? And then we just got to kind of follow along.
It's like what my mom always says, like, worry about things you can control. Don't worry about Jay Powell. She didn't really say that.
I've got a husband at home like this, too.
Worry about things you can control.
And your mother has obviously, had the right idea.
Yeah.
But we do try and find individual securities every so often where we think we can develop a non-consensus view, and then we just got to be right, and it's worked out pretty well lately, but we don't think we can have an opinion on everything going on out there, and nor do we think most people can.
All right, so what does drive your investment decisions right now, and what does that lead you to in terms of either particular areas or names right now?
Well, here's how we think about the overall environment out there. It's kind of four environments are normally taking place. One of four, okay? The first three are rare. Things can be very euphoric, in which point you should be a little bit fearful. Things can be, a lot of negativity. You should be a bit more aggressive. There can be existential periods of true worry, like, COVID, great financial crisis. But most of the time, the economy is a little warmer, it's a little colder, interest rates are within some kind of a range, and you should just keep turning over rocks looking for a handful of things that you think you can understand a bit better than everybody else and where you can buy them with a margin of safety. So that's how we think we are in environment number four. And by the way, we think we're in environment number four most of the time.
Okay, so let's get to some of the stock picks, some of these rocks that you believe you have uncovered, where there are opportunities. We love it when you come on and bring us stocks to talk about. Ticker VTS, Vitesse Energy.
It's an E&P company, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it actually is not an E&P company. Oh. Carol, companies often have these 60-page PowerPoints where they explain what they do, and they're filled with words that you got to keep reaching for a dictionary and saying, what the heck does that mean? Vitesse has I think it's 24 words that explains what they do. And it goes like, Vitesse is focused on returning capital to its shareholders by owning financial interests as a non-operator in oil and gas wells drilled by the leading U.S. operators. That's it. They are a capital provider to the bigger E&P companies who want a partner to share in some of the costs and, of course, the returns from oil and gas wells.
It's like a rich uncle, right, for the E&P industry?
Well,
or aunt? No,
a rich, very smart uncle.
Yeah.
And the history of Vitesse, at Goodhaven, we are always keeping an eye out for spinoffs, because spinoffs from larger companies are often an area where there may be some mispricings or where they may get left behind, or for whatever reasons, often have to do with market dynamics. People receive shares in the spinoff, they don't know what to do with them. Vitesse was part of Jefferies for a long time, and we had the good fortune to watch the management team, Bob Gerrity and Brian Cree, operate very successfully. It was spun off in early 2023. It's a modest-sized company, less than $1 billion market cap, and it's got a very talented management team that has, as I like to say, dirt under their fingernails. They know every rock in the Bakken, which is where they are focused on. So we have a stock price that we think is about, 11 times forward free cash flow, 8.5% dividend yield, a small company, and with all of the mergers taking place in the E&P space, we think that bodes well for some crumbs left by the big guys, which will turn out to be potentially very valuable crumbs, and then some for Vitesse.
Really interesting, and I appreciate you walking through the story because I feel like fundamentally that's kind of the stuff we care about. 20 seconds left here. We've been talking a lot about Apple this week. Anything in the tech area that you're finding interesting? And just real quickly.
We have a long-term holding in Alphabet, which we remain very comfortable with. It appears to be reasonably priced, and we think that it's a long way from figuring out exactly who wins in AI. But they have the resources, the people, and whatnot, and we think we're very comfortable there. We have an indirect holding in Apple through a long time, our large position in Berkshire Hathaway. And we will continue to look, we think,
Right.
trying to understand exactly how it all plays out. It's early days, but
Got
we're
it.
comfortable with the exposures we've got, and we don't think we have to have an answer to every aspect of it.
That's very fair. All right, Larry, gotta run. Thank you so much. Larry Pitkowski, he is Managing Partner, Portfolio Manager over at Goodhaven Capital Management, joining us on this Tuesday.